G'day punters and welcome to Winning Post's preview podcast for the weekend of Saturday, July 27. That is calendar weekend. If you haven't got your Winning Post and you are listening to us Friday morning or later, run, don't walk, to your local newsagent to make sure you secure a copy, because no excuses will be tolerated, no correspondence will be entered into. We finished the weekend, we finished the season, Joel. This Saturday, as far as Metro Racing goes, new season to start next Thursday, and the last group race of the season is the Big Screen Company Bletchingley Stakes, which was to feature the exciting reappearance of Cox Plate favourite Mystic Journey. I had a nice little story all ready to go about Mystic Journey returning at the end of the old season. That would be the earliest, if she went on to win the Cox Plate, that would be the earliest the Cox Plate winner had ever come back. But Mystic Journey decided it was going to be too wet. Either that or all the pundits who were saying that she was resuming too early got to Adam Trinder, and he decided to change his mind. But anyway, there is no Mystic Journey, and as a result, pretty ordinary Bletchingley Stakes.
Yeah, and you've got a horse that very promising colt. He's already a Group 2 winner in himself in Cesar, but $1.80, very short. He was $3.80 first up to win the Winter Dash. Mind you, it was a pretty good win first up. He got back to last and just was way too good. And of course, he accounted for Jungle Edge that day too. So, yeah, look, I think the race is up for grabs. Cesar's going to be hard to beat, but I think he's poison odds, but it just probably reflects the depth of the race. Everyone's honing in on a late-season three-year-old with plenty of upside. But, yeah, shame that Mystic Journey's not there. We'll have to wait another fortnight.
3 weeks, I think, actually, because Liston or the Lawrence is three weeks. Yep. Yeah. Daniel Nuttall, the $4.80 second favourite marked in your Winning Post is Jungle Edge. I suppose that's all going to depend on how much rain is received between Thursday and Saturday. We're marked at a soft 6 at the moment. You'd need a fair bit of white rain, you'd think, to bring... Well, but then again, I mean, who is going to win this race?
Yeah, that's right. I would have thought Jungle Edge would need a soft 7 or more to be any sort of hope. I think 480 is a little skinny for that reason. Cesar's, as Joel touched on, deserved favourite, but scales adjusted. Justice brings some intrigue, of course, a Group 1 winner, and hasn't won for some time, but of course the class is there, and Cliff's Edge return, we know how good that horse is. So, while it isn't a deep race as such, I think there's definitely more than a few winning chances.
Yes, well, Cliff's Edge, even the trainers, well, the trainers aren't talking him up, I don't think. Yeah, saying maybe he's going to need 1,400 metres. But, that is the only black type race in the Caulfield program, so I suppose we need to start there. Joel, you're with Cesar, but...
Yeah. Not really
wading in.
Not a betting race. And I guess, I think in terms of quaddy, that'll be the only bet I have going in the race, if I'm alive by the third leg. And it'll be Caesar one out for a big percentage, and for a smaller percentage, numbers 1, 2, and 3. I think they're the only scales of justice, sort of a bit of a query. We know he's good enough if he's ready. Jungle Edge could pinch it, and Cliff's Edge... Yeah, look, he's probably going to want a little bit further, but he's 3 from 3 at the trip, and he's got a bit of class, so, you know, if he's sort of anywhere near right, he could win it. I just don't think the others can. So 6 on top for me, big percentage in the quaddy, next best, 2-3-1.
Yeah, likewise, I don't see myself having a bet in this race. Happy just to watch. Cesar on top, reasons outlined. I think Scales of Justice can run a good race fresh, and probably a bit over the odds. I've got, I think, Cliff's Edge and Miss Vixen, who... Look, won a much weaker race last start, but deserves a shot at a weight for age. So she's in the numbers as well. And if I had a quaddy, she might go in there. But 6 on top of 1, 7 and 3.
Yeah, 6 on top for me too. I've got Bandipur in for 2nd, number 4. Chucking True Excelsior first up, obviously very much challenged at weight for age. But, you know, is this a real weight for age Group 3 race? And Cliff's Edge for 4th, so 6, 4, 8 and 3 best and value bets on the program, Joel.
Waiting for the last for the best, Romancer. Graham Beng's got him going really well. I think kept fresh to these shorter trips. He was good at Flemington, 2nd up, good winner. And then back that up with a pretty good effort in the Winter Championship. No match in the last furlong for Rekovic. After looking a real winning chance, Rekovic just put him to the sword. But that horse ran pretty well last week. And I don't think coming back to 1400 is any problem at all. He can slide across with a couple of likely leaders here, get into a good spot and be very hard to beat. My value is Zargos, race 6, number 8. I thought she was pretty good first up off that break, 1600 at Flemington. She made a bit of a dash. I think she had the quickest 400 to 200 split. May just have peaked on her run there. You go back to her run at Caulfield a few runs ago, she was pretty good. This track and distance behind Princess Jenny and Shawnee, and I think that's the right form. And a couple at odds that I like. Humboldt Current, race 3, number 10, I think can run well first up from a good draw. And News Girl, race 7, number 3. D-Day for her Saturday. I think she obviously needed the run first up. The betting suggested that. She was okay down the straight last week, just knocked up late. I think back around the bend, she gets one more chance from me.
Yeah, mine came up earlier in the day. Miss Norway, race 2, number 1. I think her preparation has been quite good. She hasn't recorded a win yet, but her first up run down the straight was terrific, I thought. Probably should have run there, sort of threw it away a bit. And last start in the Group 3 was okay, just sort of was in the wrong part of the track. Back to fillies and mare's grade, 58 kilos, an informed jockey aboard. I think she'll be terribly hard to beat, Miss Norway. Won't want it too much more wetter than it is now, though. And the value comes up in the first, Forever Loud. It was a terrific second up run at Caulfield. Started massive odds, 150-1, and should have placed, I thought. Just got no luck at a key stage there. 1400 metres looks perfect for this Henry Dwyer trained colt. And the race has not too many winning chances, I think. The first thing Forever Allowed represents a good each way play. Race 1, number 5.
Oh, yeah, my best was race 4, number 1, Suppressor. As regular listeners would know, if there's one thing I like better than backing Tasmanian horses in Melbourne, it is backing horses that have high handicap ratings in restricted set weights races. So Suppressor should be giving all of these weight, but instead is level with most of them. And I think even at $2.70 should be a good bet. My value bet is actually race 3, number 11, Ballet Master. I marked him as my value bet on the basis that when in doubt, go for your tip in the 16 horse benchmark 78, but only $4.80 is not great value, although I have tipped worse prices than that as my value bet.
Zahitsi in the last, are you with him? He was pretty good first up.
I am actually, yeah. What's the price there?
Yeah, not a bad price. I've got him second behind Romance. He'll be going in my quaddy for sure.
Well, we've got him marked at $4.60, third favourite. But speaking of Tasmanians, I hesitate to go up against Nutter's best, but I do like I Remember You first up.
Oh yeah,
Who probably won't be as worried by wet track as Miss Norway. Rosehill Gardens, the venue for Sydney racing on Saturday, and the last stakes race of the Sydney season is race 7, the Maldives Travel Connection Winter Challenge, 1500 listed race. 13 in it, Joel?
Well, Seaway, they scratched him from the Winter Stakes a fortnight ago, so he comes into this 4 weeks between runs, but he loves 1500. Last two wins, 1500 Rose Hill, and I mean, you just bank on the Waller team to have him spot on for this race, even though the break between runs, he was very good first up. Wide no cover, he was easy in the betting, not suggested, not expected to win, and I thought he battled on really bravely for fifth. So assuming he can get into some sort of a spot from that tricky gate, I think he goes very close from 3 Eckstein, class mare. We saw that from her last time out. 11, Nikki's Gold's racing really well, and 1 Stampede will be a bit fitter for that first up run, possibly a bit more positive too with that run under the belt.
I'm keen on Take It In Turn, and this the 7. I think his preparation's been really good. He's just burst into win one. He's been freshening up since the last start, second behind Duke of Valentin, we're at Eagle Farm. The form out of that race has stood up pretty well. Another dollar ran third and came out and blitzed at a weaker race at Brisbane next start. Freshened up and has trialled well at Newcastle since, a nice winner there. So back on top of the ground, the key for him, and happy to be on him each way. I think he's my best value of the day as well. Take It In Turn from the Lee stable. Cradle Mountain, another who's keen to get back onto a dry track. I haven't seen the best of him this preparation, but maybe that might be the turnaround there. Eckstein, I was keen on her last start, and she delivered thanks to a nice ride. And in for fourth, I have Gaulwa. But seven, Take It In Turn on top of 9, 3, and 5.
All right, well, as you mentioned, Daniel, Take It In Turn was your value bet, and Joel Seaway was yours. So head to head there. Your best, though, Joel comes up earlier, race 5, number 6, Ilwendo.
Yeah, he's in pretty tight, sort of around the 260 mark, I think. I think they might have went up 360. You're not sure how long that lasted, but yeah, I think you can probably wait. I don't see him getting in a lot shorter than that. And I think he'll win Ilwendo. He's just come back in really good form. First up run over an unsuitable distance was good. Straight up in trip, second up, and he did a bit of work early. And then he went to Brisbane, just beautifully placed by Matty Smith, and he towed his rivals there. And we saw him at the back end of the spring not finish too far away from Steel Prince and the likes on Melbourne Cup Day, Shraro, I think, in that race. So, yeah, he's a promising stayer. I think he can continue to go through the grades.
My best, race 8, number 4, Bonhomie. Look, I think he's been good, this preparation. Another one I've sort of touched on, the other horse I'm keen on. Back onto a good track, been a few wet tracks in Sydney of late. Should be a dry track on Saturday, I think. But yeah, first up needed a freakish performance from Deprive to beat him, and then was a little flat second up, hoping he can bounce back with the star jockey on board, Hugh Bowman. I think Bonhomie, yeah, the best of the day at Rose Hill from 1, race 8, number 4.
Morvenville, they are racing largely on the course proper there on Saturday in Adelaide. There is a jumps race on the park's track. And there is a stakes race, and it's an always intriguing one. It's the 2-year-olds against the 3-year-olds at Weight for Age, the former Dermody. It's called the TAB Lightning Stakes these days. It is race 7, and it's always interesting, colts versus fillies, 2-year-olds versus 3-year-olds. Would have been more interesting, I think, if Tony McAvoy, who had that first start, a deep force in there, that would have been an interesting runner. He's decided, the very much informed Tony McAvoy has decided that Deep Force, that Little Fish is sweeter, and Deep Force is running in the 2-year-old earlier on the program. No great secrets there, given that opened up at $1.60 and has only got shorter. But which way did you go, Daniel? In fact, I see your value bet for the program comes up, and it is one of the 2-year-old males.
It is. I think it's a ripping race, this Lightning Stakes. Plenty of different form references to Decipher, if you will, and yeah, that if Deep Force in the race would have only made a lot tougher to pick. But I'm sticking with Atlanta Jera, a horse I've always had plenty of time for. I raced in some good stakes races in Melbourne. Liked to lead and sort of just got knocked up a couple of occasions and faded out of it. He's had a really nice win at Newcastle. Bolton is a lot weaker than what he sees here, but I think it can be a bit of a confidence boost for him from Barry 6, 54 kilos on his back. He can go forward and take some catching. There is some speed there as well. The likes of Assertive Approach will lead, and Tequila Time, Bold Star could go forward. But hopefully Lanagera, can back up his pretty dominant win last start and be winning this. Tequila Time in next, I think it's gone up the wrong price. Barry, a little bit of concern, but the blinkers going on is a key gear change. Behemoth placed in a Group 1 when we last saw him. First up and has trialled well, and Assertive Approach, one I touched on as well. But 11, the best value of the day on top of 2, 1 and 4 in the Lightning.
Just excess funds for me. I'm just going to butter up on him. I was on him on debut and he just missed a place at good odds, but as it turned out, it was a good form race. He wasn't too far off microphone, a Group 1 winner, and then first up, just asserted his class there in a midweek race in Sandown, beating Mockery, who's a stakes winner and is a rival again on Saturday. This race has come up pretty strong, though. Behemoth got a lot of respect for him, and Team Hawks, Galloper, Assertive Approach. I think Excess Funds is pretty smart and can go on with it, so I'll be buttering up with him.
Daniel, your best comes up one race earlier. That's race 6, number 8, Skillful Steps.
Yeah, back to the 1600 metres, the key for this gelding. Wasn't too bad over 1800, and in a much stronger race last start. The winner of that race was Street Chic, who's in a purple patch of form at the minute. But just back to the 1600 metres and on top of the ground, Skillful Steps. And thinking of what race that has a bit of a long tail, probably only two or three winning chances for mine. I think the 8 Skillful Steps will be hard to beat. Race 6, number 8.
Eagle Farm, the venue for Brisbane racing on Saturday, and massive acceptances, but plenty of early scratchings, 20 out as we went to press. Daniel, you've gone the Carl Diorio, you're waiting for races 8 and 9 for your specials.
Yeah, look, I might touch on one more there. I was pretty keen on Manaya here at Eagle Farm. It took a while before deciding what race they're going to run. It was accepted in races 3 and 4. Now that it's in 4, I'm pretty happy Mike Costa have gone that way. Look, I think she's just been racing a lot better company of late. She gets back to her right race now. And I only see her for 52.5 kilos after the claim. I think she's a classy mare and back onto a good trek. She's, I think she'll be hard to beat, Manaya, in race 4. The best, though, probably comes up in race number 8, and that is the John O'Shea trained Southern Lad, who's bringing a team of gallopers here. Might have another one earlier in the day in Saving, who's in good form as well. But Southern Lad, I think, just runs up to what he's shown of late. He'll be pretty hard to beat, although he does like the heavy tracks. I think he's no slouch on a good track as well. So Southern Lad, the best, and the value comes up in last. She's choosy. Last start winner, hasn't really been tested against his better company. Rising 4-year-old, already at 21 starts. But I just think she might get a chance to go forward and take some catching with a 2-kilo claimer, Bailey Nofdriff, in good form. So around the $21 mark, she's choosy. Race 9, number 10, the best value of the day in Brisbane.
Yeah, the only one I sort of looked at, I'm a bit of a sucker for these enterprise horses, I always seem to latch onto them. There's quite a few of them there, and I've had a bit of luck with them. Race 2, number 13, Enterprise Asvar. Missed the start first on debut. That was 1,000 at the Sunshine Coast. And worked to the line pretty well. 1,200, going to suit better. They, you know, these two-year-olds normally improve heaps at their second start. So at good odds, I'll probably fall into her and have a couple of dollars on her.
Alrighty, Belmont is the venue for Perth racing on Saturday. Once again, there is no black type. BJ Ryan's best, race 5, number 5, free trade. Value bet, race 6, number 6, gonna go. Earlier in the day, we are racing at Otaki and Rotorua, John.
He's been flying too, BJ.
He has.
A shout out to him, yeah. I think, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, he had his quaddie and won and 5 or 6 winners, so going good in the west. Across the Tasman, Otaki, we have a listed race, the Rider Stakes for the 2-year-olds, race 5, and London Bound. Well, he created a big impression on debut. I think he'll continue on his winning way. The best for Otaki is Scaloi. He's been a good horse to us. His last 2 starts, won them both, and I think he can go on with the job. Just loving these heavy tracks around at the moment. And Kirkland, who came through the Scaloi race and then ran really well at a good price last time out. Up to the mile, no issue there when he's maiden over the trip, so I think he's worth sticking with. And Rotorua, the other meeting. Quizzy Lizzie, race 4, number 9. There's 3 debut winners all clashing here at start 2. She's one of them, and I thought she was the pick. Really strong late there at her first start. And the value, race 6, number 2, the poor man Zabil. He strung a few wins together. Sort of this time last year going through the grades. He had a long break. I think he's just needed those 2 runs. He had a very tough run first up. You can forgive that. And then last time out, he was a bit weak in the straight. That was an open handicap. So back to a rating 72. They've taken the 3 kilos off. So he's actually in really light at the weights. I think if he can just sort of get back to some of that form last prep, he's right in this. And I think he's worth a bet each way, race 6.
Okay, that wraps up a big Saturday of racing around Australasia. Leaving us only to remind you to pick up your winning post with the calendar in it. If you haven't already, you'd better hurry if you haven't, unless of course you're listening to this on Thursday night and you're not in Ballarat. Best $20 bet for the weekend is our final order of business, and Mandara I went for last week, which ended up each way odds, but I think I went win only. This time I'm going to go win only again, and I'm going to go race 9, number 2 at Caulfield on Saturday, Chahitzi.
I'll go Sydney Rose Hill, race 5, number 6, Il Wendo. I think he can go on with the job.
Pretty keen, Caulfield, race 2, number 1, Miss Norway. Back in grey, ticks a few boxes.
Okay, have a great weekend, everybody. Back plenty of winners, and we'll talk to you next week on the Preview Podcast.